News from UNIFIN. In October, after UNIFIL peacekeepers completed a geospatial survey of a concrete T-wall erected by the Israel Defense Forces southwest of Yarun, we headed to a UN position along the Blue Line to follow up on construction works in the same area. The route to the position was anything but easy. UNIFIL spokesperson Candice Ardil, who joined us on the journey, described the hardships as she navigated the damaged terrain.
So we're on a very rough road. Normally, when we used to go to our position near Yarun, we would just take a pretty direct road. It was fine, but due to the conflict and the destruction, we have to take some secondary roads because the main road is blocked, and these secondary roads are also quite damaged and destroyed. You need a 4x4 vehicle. A normal vehicle is not able to drive in this area, and it's really limiting because for us as civilians just visiting a position to meet with our peacekeepers, it's inconvenient. But for the peacekeepers and for the Lebanese army who are trying to patrol and trying to do their work in this area, it's more than inconvenient. It actually limits their ability to do their work.
Once we reached the UN position, we climbed the watchtower. From there, the IDF construction activity across the Blue Line came into clear view. Candice Ardil explains what she observed.
We're near Yarun in a UN position that's very close to the Blue Line, and we're looking at an excavator on the Israeli side that's doing some works. We're also looking at a brand new T-wall. These are the concrete walls that the Israelis have built. Mostly those are on the Israeli side of the Blue Line, but in this case, we're looking at the line and seeing some of our blue barrel markers, and there's one that's called Bravo Papa 18 that we can see that's right in front of the wall. And as you can see from the curve of the wall, it curves into Lebanese territory, and our peacekeepers have actually measured it to confirm that this wall does indeed cross into Lebanese territory and has covered about 4,000 square meters of Lebanese territory that's now inaccessible to people from the Lebanese side. We've raised this with the IDF. We've told them that we've confirmed that this is a violation and that we've asked them to remove the wall, move it back over toward their side. So we're waiting for a response on that. But for the moment, we see that this wall does cross into Lebanese territory as confirmed by our peacekeepers who are specialists in geospatial information.
Ardil reiterated that Israeli presence and construction in Lebanese territory are violations of Security Council Resolution 1701 and of Lebanon's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Between 31 October and 10 November, UNIFIL Nepalese peacekeepers and the Lebanese army carried out a combined patrol and observation activity in the town of Blida in South Lebanon. The operation aimed to strengthen the security presence in the area and improve coordination between UNIFIL and the Lebanese armed forces. For 11 days, Nepalese peacekeepers and soldiers from the LAV's 5th Regiment patrolled together around a newly established LAV position. They monitored the surroundings to help ensure safety and stability for nearby communities. During the activity, the Lebanese army continued work around their new post. Their teams used armored and logistical vehicles to level the ground, build walls, and install prefabricated shelters and protective barriers. The cooperation between UNIFIL peacekeepers and the Lebanese army offered a visible and reassuring presence for the people of Blida, reflecting their shared commitment to the security and well-being of local residents. With relative calm prevailing along the Blue Line, UNIFIL peacekeepers have intensified their night patrols in coordination with the Lebanese armed forces. These increased patrols, along with temporary observation posts, strengthen monitoring of movements and activities that violate Security Council Resolution 1701. UNIFIL Chief of Staff Major General Paul Sanzai says these efforts reaffirm the mission's commitment to the safety and security of communities in the South. its support to the Lebanese armed forces, and its role in helping deter illegal activities under Resolution 1701. Any unauthorized crossing of the blue line by land or air is a violation of Resolution 1701. UNIFIL continues to report these incidents every day while maintaining communication with both sides to support stability and prevent escalation.